This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, celebrating 50 years doing what we're doing. And how do we celebrate with you? Well, we give you cool merchandise to wear on your body.
On your head, on your back, on your front, whatever you need, we've got it for you. Trucker caps, knit caps, it's going to get a little chilly soon, so you want one of those. And also, we've got the t-shirts and the zip-up hoodie as well, BJ. All with the sweet KSW 50th anniversary logo on them.
And you can get it today, man. And you can get it for tomorrow as well, or maybe even a couple of months when all of a sudden people are asking you to buy things for them for a certain occasion. How about you have these waiting? Oh, get them now, because they're limited. 50th anniversary gear available at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time. To beat Migs. And it's time to turn it down for...
Would you keep making these shirts? I thought they were done. I thought it was... I thought they were too,
but hey, why not?
No, they are not done, guys. And I'm wearing mine today.
Oh,
look
my God. You are.
Yeah,
your own daughter. Your daughter did this to you.
And you look so happy riding that turtle.
I know. That is a fake... That's fake picture, fake news.
I don't think so.
We've seen pictures of you looking very happy wearing that turtle shirt.
Yeah, you have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shall we get to the game?
Yes. Oh, really? Should we?
Today we have Jeff from Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Good. You ready to beat Steve?
Oh, always.
Heck yeah. All right, Steve, now get out.
All right, goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, and real quick, to everyday Big Beat Migs listeners, TJ and Tanner at Woods Electric, this victory against Steve is for you.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Whoa. Okay, calling it out.
All right, now you ready?
Yes.
The show Breaking Bad is set in what U.S. state?
Texas.
No.
New Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Panic at the Disco had the 2005 hit song, I Write Sins Not What?
Pass.
What layer of the earth is right below the crust?
Pass.
What is the second largest organ of the human body?
The skin, the heart, brain.
No. A ganache is a combination of cream and what?
Potato.
No.
Ganache, egg.
No.
Flour.
No. Ireland is located in which continent?
What island?
Ireland.
Ireland? That's Europe.
Yes. What actress won her first Oscar in her role in the 70s movie Kramer versus Kramer?
Meryl Streep.
Yes. How many eyes does a caterpillar have?
I'm going to go with 4 or something weird like that.
No. You got 3 correct, Jeff.
So these were tough today, though.
Were they tough?
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jeff. I have a little faith, but not a lot of faith.
Well, we'll see. I don't know if Steve's going to know a lot of these either.
Yeah, maybe this will be tough for Steve, too.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah!
The show Breaking Bad is set in what U.S. state?
Oh, New Mexico.
Yes.
Home of
Panic
Danny.
At the Disco had the 2005 hit song titled I Write Sins Not What?
Tragedy?
Yes.
Wow.
What layer of the earth is right below the crust?
Layer of the... Water.
No.
Dirt.
No.
Hell.
What is the second largest organ of the human body?
I'm gonna go with
my God.
The tongue.
No.
The heart.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Wow.
The stomach.
No. A ganache is a combination of cream and what?
Sugar?
No.
Ganache. I know the word. Damn it.
Wow.
Man. Ganache, cream and water.
No.
Cream and chocolate.
Yes.
Wow.
Ireland is located in which continent?
I'm going to go Europe.
Yes. What actress won her first Oscar in her role in the 70s movie Kramer versus Kramer?
Sigourney Weaver?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Steve, you got 4 correct. No. However, what was your answer for the Panic at the Disco question? I write sins, not what?
Tragedy.
Oh!
You didn't get it?
It's tragedies.
I would have said tragedies if you said no.
Okay, really?
Really?
I know the song clearly. I just randomly pulled tragedy out of my.
I don't know.
Should I give it to him?
Well, you said
no.
He got it. Yeah, he's right. You got it right. He probably would have got it right.
Okay, then Steve, you won 4-3.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
We both suck.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was a collective sucking.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, great band name.
Collective sucking. I think BJ's favorite band.
Yeah. Hey. You know what? Goodbye, Jeff. Thank you for coming. Yeah. And goodbye, Steve.
Wow, sorry. I didn't know these questions were so difficult. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, they were tough ones today, but the tragedies were it was the difference.
Does anybody know the layer right below the crust of the earth?
Is that the mantle?
Sauce.
The sauce.
The mantle is correct.
All right.
Yes. Anybody know the second largest organ of the human body?
I would be guessing this point, so I'm going to say no.
Lungs?
Liver.
Dang it. Liver.
Oh, I would have guessed liver.
Though.
I would have said liver probably.
And then one question that Jeff got to and you did not, Steve. How many eyes does a caterpillar have?
Oh.
Anyone know?
3?
No.
6?
No.
9?
No.
2?
No. 12.
What? Oh, 12 eyes.
That's a lot of eyes.
Damn.
I know.
That must be a bitch to blink.
Right?
Here we go.
Gets tired real fast.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Steve.
Was that your impression of a caterpillar blinking?
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to hear that again because I've never, this was baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Oh, wow. Wow, there you go. There's a caterpillar for you right there.
Yeah.
Add that to your repertoire, sir.
I'll have to hard pass on that one.
Yeah. Hey, we got a new poll. Found out that it takes an average of 2 years of dating before you know you want to be with someone long term, as we have a new fiancé in this room.
I was about to say, Sarah, when did you know you wanted to go long term?
Oh, 6 months.
Oh, whoa.
Yep, wow. 6 months. Not even going to lie. We talked about engagement and rings and
it's after 6 months?
6 months. And it happened at a strip club, which
which is where it always happens.
So classy, I know.
They usually have it on the marquee. Come in here and solidify your relationship.
Yeah, I don't know why some beautiful hot girl dancing in front of us sparked the conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he start the conversation because he was just so happy you weren't mad at him? Or
I think so, actually.
Like, you're amazing. I want to be with you forever if I could keep coming here.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
It was, and it took, what, 3.5 years before it finally got done?
Yeah, I'm way too, like, well, okay, 6 months is very, very fast, right? So this is a great conversation. Okay, we know that this is going somewhere eventually, but then it just took a bit longer.
Was it sooner than 6 months that you decided that you're going to be like, we are a couple and we're a serious couple and we're not, you know, we're not going to date anyone else?
Oh, he asked me after 2 weeks of knowing me.
That he could be your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was the one that was like, whoa, I'm too old to just have a boyfriend as a title of a name and not actually go anywhere. Like, let's date a little bit longer because I'm not trying to be like, oh, we're in a relationship and then break up like a month later.
But you had the agreement like, hey, I won't see anybody else.
Yes, I had to call off who else I was seeing.
Oh, so you had two dudes at the time?
I did, yes.
Sarah.
I know, casually dating both of them, and I let them both know. And J-Rubs was weirdly very cool about it. And I was like, you better not be dating anybody else, though. Hold up.
Oh, nice. That's always good that you're so hypocritical.
Yeah, not at all.
I can see other people, but you can't see other people.
Well, and then we decided, okay, like, he was like, is it just going to be me? Because I'm not going to hang around if you're going to date other people as well.
How'd the other guy take that?
Not too well. It was a phone call.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we haven't spoke since.
All right, woo, congratulations.
Wait, was the phone call like, hey, I'm dating somebody else as well, or was it I'm done dating you because I want to stick with this one person?
I'm done dating you because I'm sticking with this one person.
Oh, boy.
You should call him and tell him, hey, we're getting married, so I made the right choice. See how he feels about that.
Yeah, maybe he'll, you know, maybe he'll go, all right, I guess we can be friends.
Yeah, maybe he'll think I'm cool instead of hate me.
Or
but
maybe
I'm
he's been
blown.
Lonely and hasn't dated since, and he's like, nah, damn it.
Damn it, my one shot.
I've got a list here where the couples name the time where they realize, okay, things are getting serious. Don't see strip club on here. It's really odd. I think that would be number one.
It's probably honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's when they said, okay, things are getting serious. Meeting your friends or a family member. That's when they knew, okay, you bring them around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I brought around J-Rubs the night I met him around all my crazy friends.
Well,
so
that,
if he could handle that,
crazy friends,
yeah, he can handle it all.
I remember that he had to have a real tough conversation with me. Like we went and had pizza, and he was like, "I want to tell you because I guess he really was like, all right, I'm going to be dating your daughter, so here's what you should know about me."
Yeah,
what did he tell you?
Well, I mean, I'm going to keep that was private stuff, but I was still like, this is interesting that you want me to know everything about you because you want me to know up front that you know you won't be surprised by anything, which. Knowing my personality type, it's like the guy did his homework because I think there are some things I would like to know.
Is he high in cholesterol or like
exactly? Now I need to know his health record, Steve.
Well, and you usually have a meeting with all of my boyfriends anyway.
Yeah, I was always that way.
Yeah. A coffee date.
So meeting now they said of course meeting your friends and a family member is number one, but a family member doesn't mean your parents because that came in at number two of the signs that your relationship is getting serious is that when you finally meet the parents. But that's the second thing that people said happened.
That's when I knew that my now wife with then girlfriend was I'm like, okay, she sees me as a serious like I'm the dude. You know what I mean? Like because she's very like family driven and like would not bring anyone around that she didn't feel like this has a future. So when that happened, it was terrifying because it's like you're meeting the family, and it wasn't just mom and dad; it was grandma and grandpa. But it was awesome, like because at least I was going into it knowing, well, she thinks highly enough of me to have me meet them. So that part of like that insecurity is now gone.
Now I have to tell you, number three on this list baffles me. Again, this is a list of when couples realize things were starting to get serious. So this really baffles me that this moment is when they realized things were getting serious when they were buying an engagement ring.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it serious before then?
Dude, I have a buddy. I feel like he's gotten engaged more times than I've had a lobster dinner. It's like 10 years. Like it's like maybe like 6 or 7 times. Like he's,
oh, my. Really?
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot. That's crazy.
It is, dude.
And he bought a ring every time?
You know, I'm not positive of that. That's a good question. I'm not, it's like a casual friend. It's not like if it was a very close friend, I'd probably be having a chat with him. Like, hey, dude, what the hell's going on, man? Like, you're on Facebook every couple of months saying you're getting engaged. And every couple of months, it's a different person.
Yeah, that's not right.
One time he did get married And I was like, whoa, hell, he went hardcore on this one. And they're no longer together.
Oh.
That lasted like 3 months. They're still friends, though.
Yeah, dude.
I don't understand it.
Well, with him, I think you can't understand it. It's just like, hey, you made it to the altar with the guy. That no one's ever done that. They only get as far as the engagement. It's kind of like a badge of honor for the woman.
But he's like big into like the universe just tells me to do this kind of thing.
Oh,
I'm like, man, you need to find a new universe because they're giving you bad advice.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I'm so tired of the universe tells me things. It's like, oh yeah, you're absolutely right. The universe isn't telling you anything. You're just an idiot.
It's like, yeah, I once did acid too. Stop listening to the universe. Yeah. It's not telling you the good stuff.
You know what? If I was the universe, I'd go, no, we don't tell that guy anything. I don't know. Hey, stop representing us in a bad way.
Ooh, Ryan texted him with a good one, though. How about moving in together?
Oh. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at this list, not on the list of the top eight things.
Engagement on the list over moving in?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm going to see if I've got this. Yeah. That's why engagement's so bizarre to me, because the rest of it, it's like, okay, I can understand, because this is when you think the relationship is getting serious. And I can even see moving in not being on the list, because you've probably thought it was serious before you thought about moving in. Like, you really, you know, you got exclusive. That's why buying an engagement ring? Like, I'm like, how late to the serious party are you? Whoa, you're at the counter. Damn, I think we're getting serious. Why? Because I'm here buying a ring. Really? How about seeing each other more than once a week?
Yeah.
Means it's serious. Yeah.
I can see that. Hanging out outside of just on a weekend to go get drunk together.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about like 20-something version of myself. Like, you know, like that was like kind of the thing. Oh, yeah, we'll go and get drunk. But like to actually just like hang out and watch a movie at the house.
Yeah. Labeling the relationship makes sense. That makes sense. When you immediately say, hey, we're exclusive, I suppose that really tells you.
I remember my wife and I, when we first started dating, because it was like, you know, it was relatively, we both relatively got soon out of relationships, not like next day, but it was soon enough, like a few months. So we were both very like gun shy about labeling it as a relationship. And then it became like that cheesy, well, let's just agree not to date anybody else relationship. But we're like, we're together, but we just don't want to say we're together. Like, but
let's not put a label on it.
Right. But we did put a label on it. We just didn't want to say the word.
Yeah.
Jinx it.
I can understand that, especially if you're gun shy because you just came out of one. Yeah. You know what? And it turns out it worked out well for you, that label.
Yeah, but she never called me her boyfriend still to this day. It's very weird.
Oh. Are you sure she's the one then?
Just went from hanging out to husband.
Hanging out to husband. How about deleting dating apps like Tinder from your phone? I guess if you're deleting Tinder, it must be real.
I wonder how many people have that, like, you have to have that sit-down chat. Like, I would just assume once you get serious, take the app off your phone.
That's what I would think.
You know, just because, I mean, what is the buzzword these days? Optics?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the optics of it is like, why do you still have it on your phone?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's basically your bench, right? You're afraid to let the bench go.
It's like the little, it's the grass is greener button.
Yeah.
How about you, Vicky, when you were hanging out with people, because you did the dating game stuff, the dating app stuff.
Yeah.
Price is Right was the one that used.
Bachelor number one. How much does he cost?
I've gotten some friendships out of dating apps, but I haven't really had a serious relationship from a dating app.
I wouldn't expect that.
There's some that I ended up being friends with for a while, and then obviously COVID hit or people moved and stuff, or I'm still friends with them on Facebook kind of a thing. It didn't work out romantically with us, but there isn't somebody that I was involved with that, like, it turned into a boyfriend or even close to it. Like, every serious relationship I've ever had, I've either met them in person or somebody introduced us. I don't know what it is about dating apps. It just doesn't click.
See that? You're an old-fashioned girl. Yeah. So there you go. You know, it's not... how do you know the relationship is serious? I think we've learned, importantly, is you go to a strip club, and then you know it's serious.
Hey. Yeah. I know
works for
work.
One of us.
Hey.
Yeah.
What I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah. I suppose if you survive going to a strip club with your significant other, yeah, you know what? That's a keeper right there.
Thank you.
I think this one texture summed it up best, though. The way you know it's serious is when you poop with the door open.
Okay, no.
Is J-Rubs doing that yet?
Yes, and I hate it. It's never okay, even as an engaged woman, or when I'm married, I'll hate it.
I was just joking. So wait, he keeps the door open?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, I know. I understand with you, but I mean, there's another person living there.
Well,
we have our own little.
They're downstairs, so like I wouldn't know. I don't know when they go to the bathroom.
I thought.
Well, I hope it doesn't. I mean,
well,
so far I've been lucky.
Yeah.
So far I'm lucky.
Ugh.
Isn't he at least a little worried that maybe like BJ would come downstairs for some reason?
He should be.
And then there's that awkward moment of him sitting on the toilet waving at his future father-in-law.
Yeah, I hate this.
They would be out of the house. If that moment happened, I mean, you tell him, Sarah, if that moment happens that I come face-to-face with him doing his business, you guys are out.
Hey, BJ.
Yeah, that was it.
Be like, hey,
pack your bags.
Is number one okay, though? Can you do number one in front of your significant
other? Well, it depends if you sit up or sit down.
I mean, either.
I think once you're sitting on a toilet and you have someone other than your significant other in the house, you got to close that door.
I think the door should always be closed.
Yeah, not a bad point.
Yeah, I mean,
it does look like a weird scene from Blair Witch Project. If like, you walk by and I'm just standing and my back is turned to you.
You know, I mean, we had to deal with that when we only had one bathroom in the house. And if you had to use the bathroom and someone was showering or whatever, I mean, look, you had to deal with it. That was my dream. I remember telling my family as a young person, I am going to have more than one bathroom in the house I live in. This is living like savages. You know, and then my father would go, well, you know what? Back in my day, we had outhouses. I'm like, I don't care. You know what? No. And so, yeah, shut the door. Oh. Hey, we got a pro football player that is in the news for being, well, I mean, a guy after my own heart, a massive collector of Legos. You're going to hear from him at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Luckily for us on Sunday, we didn't get a lot of calling for Rodrigo Blankenship. They didn't have to use him a whole lot, which is good because he's a good kicker.
Yeah.
And
he's a top five kicker, I think, last season.
Yeah, so I'm happy that he did not make a difference in the game Sunday. But the guy does make a difference in the world of Lego. I mean, the Lego store must love his ass because he is a massive collector of Legos and sneakers. And
both very cheap things to be collectors of, too.
I know, really. In the latest episode of the YouTube series My Passion, Rodrigo shows off his Lego and sneaker collection, and here he is talking about it.
My name is Rodrigo Blankenship. I'm a place kicker for the Indianapolis Colts, and my passions are Legos and sneakers. If I had to guess, I would guess I've probably put together between 80 and 100 sets in my lifetime. So I think the next thing to do is to head upstairs and go check out my sneaker collection. Got about somewhere between 80 and 90 pairs of sneakers. This rack has got a lot of Boost shoes, whether it's Ultra Boosts or Pure Boost, NMDs. Over on this rack, we've got a lot of Yeezys that also incorporate Boost. So, you know, comfort is something that I'm really prioritizing with my sneakers right now.
Comfort and expensive.
Yeah.
I'm not a sneakerhead. I mean, I do like looking at some people's sneakers, but like, I don't know what is worthwhile. But I do know Yeezys are very expensive.
Yeah. Man, that's that guy's got stuff. I don't know if he's got anybody in his life. I don't know if he's got room in that apartment or whatever he's living in that house.
He's got to be making decent money that he can afford a house, BJ. Come on.
Yeah, I would think so. You're right. I mean, he's a place kicker. Good one. All right. Well, there you go. That's pretty cool. The dude's got a collection, keeps himself honest by, you know, blowing his money on that than on other stuff.
I do love that he has, like, the Legos that he collects seems to be a lot of Marvel and Star Wars. It seems like it's right up your alley.
Oh, there we go. Good job, buddy.
And I think he has a Lego of himself, which, why wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. If I could get a Lego of myself, I'd do it.
Because I think they do that. They make, like, little Legos or they're imitation Legos. I'm not sure what they are, but I've seen, like, the Russell Wilson ones and, like, at different stores. I'm pretty sure they're Legos.
I'm also checking just because if you look in the background in the video, it looks like he's got a significant other, so she must be very patient.
And a cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm out. I didn't know he had a cat. Yeah, he's out. Oh, yeah, there. So look at Vicky doing that. Nice job, Vic.
Yeah.
Nice job sleuthing.
Yeah, not stalkerish at all.
No, not at all. It's like,
put your NFL football on the coffee table while you're doing a Lego, and then you put a picture of you and your significant other on top of it. Like, you want people to know you have a significant other.
Ladies, yeah, I'm taken. I know you want this Lego sneaker collector guy, but I'm taken.
Or do you do that just so that she knows that she's important? You know what I mean? You're doing a video, and it's like, this is the, these are the loves of my life. And he's like, he spends hours talking about sneakers and Legos and not one about, oh, yeah, and this is Mary.
No, yeah. Also, I watched the clip, and it's pretty interesting to watch, like, just his passion for it. I'm a fan of watching anyone who's passionate about anything, because you kind of get, it's contagious. You get excited for them. And he's just talking about, like, the process he goes through to get, and I'm sure he does the same for the sneakers, but also for the Legos. Like, he's calling the stores, he hears about the pre-release, he shows up, he gets denied. And I'm like, here's a guy who's like, you know, I'm sure in Indianapolis, a lot of people know him and love him, and you would think that he would have the hookup, but maybe he doesn't even want to admit to it, but he made it sound like he's just doing it like everybody else, just trying to get his hands on these things before they get sold out.
And he's in a great city because they have one of the biggest gamer conventions happening, I think, soon. It might be this weekend, Gen Con. And I wonder if he goes there and just geeks out, because I bet there's plenty of stuff for him to get there if he's a big fan of the stuff you said. So,
but it's happening during the football season.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I know. But I mean, if it's in his town and you know, he gets I don't know if they have a home game. It would suck for him if he really loves that convention and the culture on the road this weekend and he has to leave.
Yeah, just take the weekend off. Yeah, guys, you don't need me.
Yeah, you don't need me. I mean, look, last week you saw what happened. You didn't even need me. Yeah, so that is awesome, Steve. I'm with you. It gets me stoked. I love the fact that being a geek is something that now everybody can admit they are. You know, and this is, and you know, here's a dude that plays football who's a huge geek. And we've known another, we've known a Vikings place kicker who we had on our geek podcast talking about a game that he made. So this is really, really cool stuff to see. And again, if you were featured on the show My Passion, and this is something that I think that everybody can get into, what is something that you'd show off? Like, okay, I am a big collector of this, or, you know, you are massively passionate about, because we all got a little geek in us. We can say we do it now. So again, if you're on that show, My Passion, what's something that you're a big collector of, or you're massively passionate about? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW. The Rock of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Seattle, Indianapolis Colts kicker Rodrigo Blankenship is one of the best kickers in the NFL and is a massive collector of Lego sneakers. And we're wondering, man, he was featured on the YouTube show My Passion. Wondering, how about you? What is something that you are a big collector of or massively passionate about? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Daniel in Yelm. Daniel, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Daniel. What you got for us, buddy?
I am a big collector of the main series Pokemon games. I have all the original games, Red, Blue, Yellow. I have Gold, Silver, Crystal, all of them. And I just love it so much. I've been playing since the beginning.
So do you play, so you just, and you, and how old were you when you started this?
I was 11 when it first came out, so I was their target demographic, and it has been a passion of mine ever since. And I mean, like, I just love it.
Do you have one that's like worth like a ridiculous amount of money?
No, I don't have any of those. I tried to get one of the sealed boxes and everything like that. I had the original like red, blue, and yellow games. But, oh, man, those are really hard to come by, and I cannot drop that much money right now.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, it sounds like you're just doing it just because it's something that's nostalgic and fun and makes you happy. It doesn't matter and if it's worth anything.
And you, and you're talking...
I was going to say, I personally love playing the games, not just collecting them and showing them off.
Yeah, and you're talking the video games, of course, so you never got into the card game.
I tried getting into the card games, but it was just not really for me. The card game doesn't really follow the same rules as the main series Pokemon games.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. That's the money that you can get right there, though, if you did that.
But I know of people. Was it Matt Cardona, who used to be Zack Ryder in the WWE? He's a massive collector of action figures and wrestling, you know, figurines and things along those lines. But he purchases them mainly just so it brings him back in down memory lane, and he pulls them out, pulls the toys out of the packaging.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
That'd be a whole different story I can't share on the radio, I'd imagine. But he sets them up. Like, he takes them out of the package, knowing full well that diminishes the value of them. But, and he spends tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of his lifetime collecting this stuff. But it's more so because it's something that he's grew up loving, and now as an adult, he can afford to have a room set up with all these action figures.
And again, you know, there are worse ways to spend your money when you're, you know, to sort of just, you know, just to help you get some pleasure in life because, you know, you got a lot of time to pass, whatever you're doing. That's what I love about hobbies, man. And, you know, it keeps you sane.
Right, because you think about, like, probably some old school wrestlers, like, you loser or something like that, give them a hard time. Like, you're wasting all your money on this. And then you can probably just go right back and like, how much money did you waste up your nose? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you think about it, it's like, one, at least I still have, and also my heart works just fine.
Yeah.
As opposed to what you did.
And I didn't ruin anybody else's life.
Right.
You know, I'm just doing this. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Jade in Tumwater, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Hello, Jade. Hi, Jade. How about you? What do you collect?
My son, his name is Tyson. He's 10 years old, and him and his grandpa collect Funko Pops together.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. How many they got, you know?
They've probably got about 400 in total together.
Whoa!
Does he have one that is his absolute favorite?
He collects a lot of Minecraft ones, but they also have, like, Motley Crue and Nirvana, Biggie Smalls.
I feel like that's Grandpa's influence on him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is really making me feel old that a grandpa's influencing him to listen to Biggie Smalls, Nirvana, and Motley Crue.
Yeah.
But it's
for sure,
right?
See, that is the genius of Funko, because those pops, they all have the same look, so you can really like them even if you don't know who they're representing.
Yep.
But it spans generations. Grandpa's got the Funko he loves, and of course, you know, and then your son's got the pops he loves, and they're both bonding over it. So who started it? Like, who was the first one to get the pop?
Grandpa did.
He did do it, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
And how's mom feeling about having hundreds of these pops? Or are they mostly at your house or mostly at grandpa's?
About half and half, but we're running out of room.
Yeah, that's what I figured, man.
It's like, Dad, stop bringing over these pops.
You know what? Can't you bring over candy? Can't you just fill my kid up with candy like a regular grandfather? What are you doing?
We're moving out of Everett. This is too much. The addiction is right there for us.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. That's why my friends have gotten me pops, but I would be so carried away because there's so many things that I love that Funko makes a pop for. And then so many versions of the things that I love that Funko...
Because they're fun to look at. They're just so like cartoony. And there's always something, like you said, that you will be into. I had to pump the brakes because I was like, okay, let me get the Pearl Jam one, and now I'm done for a while. Like, because Pearl Jam just now released one where they're all zombies.
Oh,
the members of Pearl Jam are all zombified.
Wow.
And I'm just like, and everybody, of course, is tagging me on it. I'm like, you guys, I got to stop.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, dude, you can't.
I got a Kraken jersey I need to buy.
Oh, yeah, there's
can't
that.
Can't drop another $50 on a set of Pearl Jam pops.
I have, I don't even have to worry about it because I got friends that are always looking to figure out what gifts to get me. And so every pop I own is not one that I bought. And I would imagine, and they're starting to pile up. And I'm like, I'm not even collecting these. People are giving me these. But you know, they're so awesome. I mean, I don't say no, that's for sure. I mean, why would I?
A texter says, Seahawk cards. I have 250,000 Seahawk cards. Many autographs from 77 to 2021. I have 10 Steve Largent autographed rookie cards.
Ooh,
that must be fun to look through, just to see some of the old players, just to remind you of like certain seasons.
That does bring me back, Steve. I stopped card collecting a long time ago, but I wish I didn't.
Oh, I love that. I was a massive card collector when I was growing up. Baseball and hockey. Just I would use like those old lunchbox things. Remember those plastic lunchbox carriers?
Oh yeah.
Like random pop culture reference on the actual cover. Yeah. I would just fill those with baseball cards.
Oh yeah. Oh, those now they got professional books and everything. You and I were so lame, too, probably. Yeah. Yeah, people would be like, you didn't store them in those sleeve things? What's wrong with you, you lame-o?
Eventually we did that as well, but I still kept like all the, until eventually we got rid of them, but like I would still keep them in the lunchbox too.
Yeah.
I see your daughter's in the room.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, Sarah.
She's collecting engagement rings.
Hey.
Yeah, there is that.
No, just one. Mine's kind of a new thing, but I am collecting gnomes. I was a gnome for Halloween with J-Rubs a few years ago. And ever since then, it's been my thing.
Do you have a gnome outside your house, BJ?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, I sneakily put it there. Yeah.
I
was wondering
gnome.
How long it would take him to notice.
I have to say he does look kind of adorable because, you know, he's not too big. And so he looks like he's hiding under one of our bushes in the backyard. And
that's
it makes
awesome.
You think, it makes you think of Sarah. And I feel like, you know, maybe I'll let that stay when I boot them out. I would be that way. At least I'll have a reminder, you know, of, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I have about maybe like 20 of them just randomly hiding throughout my like bedroom and basement. They're little guys. Oh, so, you know, they're hanging off the walls. They're hiding behind the couch. Oh, I love them so much.
She loves tiny things.
It's so precious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Did we say that now?
That's not well. I mean, hell
no. No.
All right. We don't need to have a conversation. we don't need to.
Not those kind of tiny things. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Gnomes are like the new, pink flamingo.
Yes. Yeah. And I think they're way better, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's many different kind of gnomes you can get. The pink flamingo was just a pink flamingo.
But do you have a pink gnome?
I
do.
What?
Do you really?
Yeah.
You do not.
Yeah, we have a pink gnome.
What?
It's ridiculous. But yes, I have a pink gnome.
Why? I've never liked you better right now in my entire existence.
Boom.
May I please have this pink gnome?
No. It's part of our house. It's got an arm broke off and everything. I don't care. Like
That's
Tatum
okay.
knocked it over. The arm's gone. The thing's been through battle, BJ. I'll send you a picture of it.
Look at Tatum. Tatum's like, yeah, you know what? This house ain't big enough for both of us.
That's this gnome. I would love a picture.
All right,
I'll come over and maybe steal it.
I never knew there was a pink gnome. Now Sarah's going to be on the hunt. All right.
I'm coming over, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Damn it. I better lock it up.
You know what, Sarah? I bet Tatum would give you the gnome because Tatum attacked it, so she probably wants that gnome out of the house.
Clearly, Tatum hates the gnome.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to get in cahoots with Tatum.
Pretty good deal. I think for Tatum, if you give her a slice of Mod Pizza, she'll give you the gnome no problem.
Oh, yes.
Man. You're going to think of her more than just one slice. She eats the whole thing, BJ.
Oh, all right. Get her a lot of pipa. Okay. You get a pipa, you get the gnome. Hey, did an interviewer call Jennifer Aniston a hooker during their chat? Well, we've got the audio. You'll get to make the call on that one. You'll hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.